Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hello and welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is episode number 62. I'm Kelly McCauzy. Happy to be your host. Thanks for coming and spending time with me today. Gratitude has popped up in my conversations with co-authors so many times. And as I sit down here to do the intro and closing for this episode, I am feeling abundantly grateful. My guest is Benicia Ponder, and we're going to be talking a little bit about one of the great challenges that she's gotten past in her life is losing her sight. She's not completely blind, but her vision is quite impaired. And yet you could meet her and never know it. It's kind of badass when you think about it. We talk about that, so I won't say anything more now. But right this minute, as I sit at my computer and I have my audio software open and I'm watching the lines go up and down, I try to imagine, what is it like to try to do something like this if you are visually impaired? You know, everything that requires a visual aspect is more challenging and could become an excuse for not even trying, which is what makes Benicia so amazing. Welcome back, everyone. I'm joined now by Benicia Ponder. Hi, Benicia.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, everyone.
Benicia, your website is inspirationalauthors.org. What do you want everyone to know about you?
I would love for everyone to know that I am inspirational. I'm motivational. I love to help other people to let their light shine. That's always a hard question for me to answer, Kelly. I'm like, what do you want people to know? But I, you know, more than anything, I love for people to know that I am just someone who loves to inspire others to show up and to be confidently and authentically who they are with power and to be able to share that light with other people.
You recently participated in the Stretch Yourself Challenge and you were one of our high achievers. Congratulations.
Thank you.
One of the projects that you rocked was a collaborative blog post where you invited other people to share their best self-publishing advice. It's a beautiful post. How did you enjoy that project?
I love that project, Kelly. That was an experience that really opened my eyes to just the power of being able to reach out and connect to other people. I got to see how willing people are to share and to connect. I've never done a collaborative blog post before. I've done guest blogs on other people's sites and things of that nature. But when it came to pulling together a collaborative blog post of my own, this was my very first time. And I challenged myself to not just call on people I know, but I reached out into people that I have seen on social media, who I've seen doing some amazing things. And I've said, oh, I admire what they're doing. I like that. And I actually reached out to some of those people and I said, hey, I like what you're doing. I see that you are really knowledgeable. You self-published a lot of books. I'd love for you to be able to give my community your advice. And what I got back was something that I was really excited about. Everyone gave such amazing advice. And I think that if people are thinking about self-publishing, the advice that's in that article is spot on.
I'm all about community. I love mm-hmm. collaboration. These new relationships now, who knows where they'll go?
Exactly. And it really solidified for me. I always tell people there's no competition, you know, it's all about community. But this really solidified that for me, because all of the authors that contributed in some kind of way, they also help people to publish, or they also do different things kind of along the lines that I do. And none of them thought, oh, well, you're a competitor, so I don't want to share with you. No, they freely shared. And it just goes to show how much of just how much beauty there is in being able to put aside competition and to really embrace collaboration and community.
Yes. This is just a wonderful example of it. I know my team over here at Love People and Make Money, we're going to be featuring these collaborative posts that we saw take shape over the last month, and we're definitely going to feature yours.
Thank you.
A beautiful example. Benicia, you're one of the co-authors in the Get Past Your Shit book project.
Yay!
What made you say yes to this opportunity?
Well, beyond just the amazing title, right? That just lets you know exactly what it's about. I have always been a big proponent of helping people to be unstoppable, to get past those things that would otherwise keep them stuck. Because we all have those things. We all have those excuses, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We all have things that could threaten to paralyze us, threaten to keep us playing small. And it's just a passion of mine to be able to help people to move beyond that. So I was excited about being able to participate in this, and the authors that are a part project are phenomenal. Like, I was reading through and I'm like, oh my gosh, these stories are so amazing. They're, after you read those stories, there's no way you could say that you have an excuse for anything.
Right.
Like, there's no way
right.
that you have an excuse for not being able to move forward toward what you really truly desire.
An alternate title for this book could have been, Your Shit Isn't Special.
Right?
because we often think, oh, it's fine for her. She's an overcomer, but my shit's special.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get past my shit. So for the most part, I try to avoid spoilers, but a central aspect of your story that is no spoiler is the fact that you're visually impaired. You start out by saying the last time I drove a car, I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
There's a lot you could say. My shit is special. I lost my eyesight. I can't do these things. And yet, you know, you step up and you travel and you go for it and you don't hold back. You don't say, well, my shit is special. You say, you know, my shit is not a good reason to not create more of what I want in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that even early on, one of the things that I am so appreciative and grateful for is that I have just a support system, a family who never takes excuses, never, never says, like me. I can just remember vividly, in the very beginning, they would still ask me to do stuff, and I'm like, don't you know I can't see that? Like, oh, but just tell us how to do this, or organize the entire family trip, or just do all this stuff. And I was like, but I want to just kind of sit back. And I never got that chance to. I never got the chance to use that as an excuse for not moving forward, for not doing, like, my family always expected that I'm just Benicia and you do what you do. Like, if you need help, we'll help you. My family is, you know, I was a single mom at the time. And so my family stepped in and helped in that matter as far as driving and all of those kind of things. But when it came to excuses for why I couldn't do something, they just didn't take it. And so it gave me an opportunity to not have to deal with thinking I couldn't do something. But yeah, the shadow side of that was that I went forward, and I talk about this in that chapter, but I went forward, but I hid the fact. I mean, most people wouldn't know. Like, most people don't know unless I tell them that I'm visually impaired, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I just wouldn't. I wouldn't ask for help. So that was the other side of that. So while I didn't let it stop me, I did hide a lot of the times the fact that I had this issue, which was another problem in and of itself.
I remember the first, you came to Exposure and Profit and you helped out with social media. And you were doing some social media posting.
Mm-hmm. And I remember one year, yeah, I took notes or something one year.
Yeah. And I had no idea that, my whole experience of you up to and through that, I had no idea you were visually impaired. And when I found out, it was like, how does she do that? how do you get through an entire event and it not be obvious? Was that tiring to try to hide it?
At some points, yes. At some points, it got to be like, it could be easier. You know, you always ask that question, what if it were easy? Mm-hmm. And my whole thing was, it's hard. That was the story I told myself. It's going to be hard, so you just deal with it. And so I wouldn't necessarily ask for help. I would just figure it out. And sometimes it did get to, it does get to the point where it's tiring. I've come to the place now where I'll say, hey, I can't do that. I've started to tell people now, like, hey, I need you to send me this in electronic format. I can't necessarily read it like this. Or I will, when I'm doing editing or things like that, I'll tell people, no, you're not going to send me your manuscript written out. I'm going to need you to type it and send it to me, kind of thing. I've become better at voicing the fact that I need different things in different ways. But before, I wasn't going to tell anybody. I went through law school without telling anybody. Like, the professors knew, because I would have a record, you know, a recorder so I can record the lessons and those kind of things so I could play them back and take notes. But undergrad, law school, I went through that entire time and I didn't tell people. Like, if you weren't like in my inner circle, you just didn't know. And it was a big struggle hiding or not voicing what I really needed. So although it looked like, oh yeah, you're doing really good, you're really excelling, but I was working really, really, really hard.
Right.
Like twice as hard, three times as hard as everybody else, because I wasn't just asking and saying, hey, I need this help.
Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know if this is remotely true for you, but I think some people pick up a story when they're young that they won't be celebrated unless they do it the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is what is celebrated, is the person who has all the grit to persevere through the hardest possible circumstances. And that's a storyline of a generation. For sure, like the generation of my grandparents, but it's definitely been fed down, and I never picked up that story, but I even more so today embrace that. Sometimes I catch myself like, oh, I've got to do it the right way, which means doing, you know, steps A through 14.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I figure out a way to skip a bunch of that to get the results I want? It's like, yes, yes, please let it be easy. Benicia, you're a writer. You are a professional who works with authors. Welcome back. Wrapping up this episode number 62 of Love People and Make Money. Dang. We have been knocking the episodes out with this book project. I don't want to lose my momentum when these interviews are all complete. I would like to get back to a steady publication schedule. So if you or someone you know would make a great guest on Love People and Make Money, when I'm not talking about the book project, I'm talking about content marketing and community building, blogging, podcasting, social media, creating products, marketing yourself, all those things. If you know somebody who would be a great guest, have them come back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com/volunteer. We'll get you directly to the form to give me a shout out and let me know that you'd be interested in being a guest or writing a guest blog post or being a speaker at one of my events. Which the next event is fall of 2021. That'll be Love People and Make Money Live in Orlando, Florida. I am imagining all things come together for that to be doable and possible. Right now, right this minute, I would be packing boxes for this year's live event. Would have been this coming weekend, but of course that is deferred with the state of the world and for health and safety. But man, I'm so glad we get to connect here on the podcast. Go get your copy of the book, getpastyourshit.com. Go to Amazon, get your copy. Come back to the website, claim your free gift, the group coaching intensive, come spend time with me. Let's find out what your shit is so that you can get past it with love and support from the entire community. Thanks for spending time.